Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show right here in the Woodlands, Texas, Hard Body, Houston, at the Insperity Invitational. Every year this tournament has been held, 16 tournaments, 15 years. I've been right here broadcasting from it. Again, full disclosure, Insperity is our presenting sponsor. Joe Cleary is one of their partners. He works hard with them on this tournament financially and with all kinds of other support, along with many other partners. It takes a big village to put this thing on to make it so successful, doesn't it, Joe?
Oh, it does. And the Insperity crowd, the entire board for the tournament, and the ProLinks, Brian Noggle and Hollis's company, they just do an absolute great job. And I think you said earlier that the Champions Tour professionals have rated this the number one tournament on the tour for many, many years.
Yeah.
And if you're out there and you experienced what the golfers experience, you'd understand why. Insperity just rolls out the red carpet for the players and their families, and it's just absolutely fabulous.
It's everything is first class, folks. It's such a great place to be, and everybody is having fun. Hey, Joe, I want to talk about back to construction. The residential housing industry, the residential construction industry in America is being disrupted. It's having some. It's the weirdest things. The conditions are almost oxymoronic. They don't seem to go together. Their inventory is down, but yet also prices are down. And that's I've never seen anything like this before. Is the commercial industry, construction industry, going through anything close to this? Any kind of reorganization, restructuring?
A wee bit, but. From the residential perspective, what we saw in the last 2 years actually is a burst of activity with high-rise residential for rent, not condominiums for purchase, but residential for rent. And the initial move in that direction was baby boomers that were retiring. They wanted to get out of their single-family home, get into a high-rise that was for rent that had the concierge services that all condominiums have had for mm-hmm. years. And then we had the tax law change where you are limited in your mortgage interest deduction.
Right.
And that really pushed many projects forward. We're under construction right now with two major high-rise residential projects in Houston and two in Washington, D.C.
For rent.
And that's a lot. That's a lot for us because of the amount of resources it takes to do those projects.
Right. And those are all for rent apartments, no condos.
All for rent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the key.
That's one of the shifts that we're seeing in the residential. So many of those people wouldn't have rented 20 years ago, 10 years ago. They wouldn't have rented. They would either bought a condo or they would have bought a home.
And I will give you a perfect example. One of our boys lives in Austin, needs to live in an affordable apartment. We went looking at apartments, and you've got anything from a beautiful garden, brand new garden style apartment with huge amenities, workout rooms and little snack areas, coffee bars, a party room, huge pool complex with a couple of pools, to something that was built in the 80s. That is much more affordable, that just has a little bitty pool and no other amenities. And so that's the options we had in the 80s versus mm-hmm. single-family homes versus what the kids have today.
Right.
And there's, you don't have the mortgage interest deduction anymore, right, or it's limited.
That mortgage interest reduction is evolving away where we're going to wind up with nothing eventually. It really is changing the industry, isn't it?
It is, and there's other disruptors out there, especially in residential housing and garden style apartments, where there's a lot of prefab that's going on in the construction business now because everything's typical.
Right.
It's not like a high rise office building. Mm-hmm. Everything's very special. Everything's typical, and you're building 400 units that all are, you know, there may be three different types of units.
And your company is poised to take advantage of this shift. That's a good example, folks, of being asymmetrical with the economy. Joe Cleary, ladies and gentlemen, Harvey Cleary Builders is the name of the company. Hey, Joe, I'll see you tonight. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
Joe Cleary, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.